My name is Pam. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I didn't know if it was a recording or a real person. My daughter said that they're now taking 65 and older for vaccines. Is that so?
I believe so, ma'am, but I have to give you a different number to call for that, for the vaccine.
Okay, let me tell you the number I called that where I'm going, because I've already got my first one.
Yes, ma'am.
It's 747-2822.
Okay, that's not the same number I'm going to give you, ma'am.
Okay, I don't have a pen. I can get up and get one, but I'm in a boot and on a wheelchair, so it's going to take me.
That's fine. Just take your time, ma'am. I'm sorry to ask you to do that, but just take
your
time.
It's okay. My husband's been trying to get it. I got mine at Baptist. It over there.
Yes.
Is that convenient for him to get an appointment at?
I'm not sure, ma'am. I'll have to give you this number, and then they'll let you know about it then.
Okay. Let me get up.
Yes, ma'am. just take your time. Don't rush.
Yeah, I don't want to fall, because that's how.
No.
Right, hold on, honey.
Don't fall either. Yes, ma'am. Just take your time.
Okay, honey.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
855.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
855.
Okay.
566.
Okay.
5333.
All right, let me repeat it back. 855-566-5333.
Yes, ma'am. And they can help you out with your vaccine questions.
Okay. I just need to make the appointment. So we don't have any questions, really.
Okay.
Thank you so much, honey.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day, and thank you for calling Alabama Emergency Vaccine. Bye-bye.